When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is October 1st, 2024, and the very first NXT on CW. I'm Glenn Rubenstein. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Joining me, as always, for NXT coverage, Emily Mayhem herself, Emily May.
Hi.
Hey, and we dressed up tonight.
We did. It's a premiere, Glenn. We talked about it. We said, you know what? It is the premiere on the CW. We have to look a little fancy, look a little shiny. I didn't know that I was going to be matching the new NXT brand.
I know.
It just was a fun coinkydink.
Yes, indeed. Exciting show tonight. A different NXT. It felt a little more PLE-like.
Yeah.
And not as many vignettes.
It had, I feel like this was a really good premiere episode in the sense of it was plugging those big matches, the championship matches, the surprises, things like that. And I think it definitely delivered.
I mean, here's what I want to know. And people are already asking, what feed did you use? Look, I can't figure out legally how to watch NXT on the West Coast. So here's what I want to figure out here. We're in an era where everybody talks about the ratings. Oh my God, did you see what Dynamite did? Did you see what Raw did? Did you see what SmackDown did? What did NXT do? So here's what I want to understand. What is this going to mean for NXT on the CW if the West Coast can't legally watch it live and they're not going to watch it on delay? They're going to find other means.
I mean, I know that is one of our news, topics, Glenn.
Oh, let's hop into it.
Because anytime you move to a new network or move to a new streaming platform or anything like that, everyone's going to talk about ratings, right? Wrestling Inc. is reporting, had this great article on their website, that according to WrestleNomics, the CW will bring NXT to 18 million homes. And that's the number of households currently using over the air antenna. So again, I think it's very specific, and that goes into like our conversation of how people watch the show. And that said, the extra 18 million homes is not as significant an increase as USA Network was already in 70 million. So again, this is going like, we'll know a little bit later once those numbers come in. But it's speculating that NXT will likely be the most viewed program on the CW. And again, we're going to have to, you know, find those ratings and break it all down. But I think, again, it's probably going to take a few weeks for people to figure out how to watch it, all of that. You know, changing platforms, getting a new cable subscription, things like that. So
yeah,
antennas are still a thing. Yeah, they are actually.
Well, they are, but not
in the traditional antenna sense, but they still use that language.
No, I know. But I'm just saying here in the Las Vegas, I can't figure out a way to watch this, from the East Coast. That's the question. I mean, let me ask you a question. Would you,
Thank you.
Yes. Keon Robinson, Super Chat. Nice jacket, Emily. It's very nice. So my question is, would you watch a wrestling show that's already aired, that's already been discussed all over Twitter, that you've already seen and had people talking about, and in 40 minutes, if you were on the West Coast after having all this FOMO about NXT, would you watch it still?
Of course, I do it all the time.
Really?
When I'm somewhere else and I can't tune into a show, I always watch it later.
I don't know. There's something about live.
I try to like not look at spoilers, which is hard to do. Just put your phone down. Don't look at it. I do.
Yeah.
It's really hard because I watch New Japan, and sometimes that time difference, you have to wait unless you're going to stay up really late. So if you're here in the United States, so you just, you know. If you want to watch it bad enough, you'll find a way.
I just think so much of the wrestling fandom that makes it fun is participating in the community, participating in the discussions.
That is true.
You know, so when something like Avengers Endgame comes out, I've got to make huge mute lists on Twitter, so I'm not getting spoiled.
Oh yeah, like you have to block the hashtag or something. Like don't look at it.
yeah. It's tough. So yeah, Jonathan Lyman Band saying staying watching it live is so much better. I think that, and that's part of that, by the way, that's part of why wrestling gets these fees for rights, is because the only thing people are watching live anymore is sports and sports entertainment.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I mean, it is true that there's nothing beats watching it live, right? Like when we talk about what happened later in the show, like my live reaction is hilarious, right? We'll talk about it. But like there was moments, it's like you want to be part of that community. That's what makes it so special, right? Any sporting event, when you're at a game or when you're watching live your favorite team, you know, make the playoffs, like that's a communal experience. But sometimes you have to catch the highlights or watch it later, but the core experience is when you're together.
Yeah, no, I agree. Speaking of which, I was watching the New York Liberty versus Las Vegas Aces tonight. I had that on mute though. NXT was on the main screen. That was on my phone.
Screens going on.
Yeah. Tough game. A lot of fouls. Most fouls I've ever seen in a basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Aces unfortunately.
Oh yeah.
Lost to the Liberty, but it's close. Close this time. Really close. But yeah, they're 0-2. So I had a best out of 5. We'll see what happens when they go to Vegas on Friday. Anyhow, what else is going on in the news?
Let's see. I mean, again, it's more talk of the streaming status of NXT, you know, now that they moved over to the CW. The Wrestling Observer newsletter, they're saying that all the archives of NXT shows will be taken off the current platform of Peacock and will be moving to CW's official streaming app at the beginning of October. So it's the beginning of October now. I haven't checked to see when that transition is going to happen or if it's happened already. But it looks like the premium live events will still remain on Peacock until February 2026. Okay. So that's some of the... So I don't know if you're an Excel document matrix kind of guy.
Google Sheets kind of guy. Yeah.
Google Sheets. Okay, so similar platform. So I mean, I use lots of matrices.
Okay.
Track things in my life. So I'm going to have to keep track of where everything is streaming for all of these different wrestling organizations and sports teams. I feel like we're at this point where we're going to have to like keep track of this in a document that I can look at every week.
That's the key, right? Just to have that reference to know what is what and what is where. But it's exciting. It's interesting. I did open the CW app last night because I was like, is this going to be streaming live? Do they have an East Coast feed? They do not. They really want you to watch their affiliates.
So I know Hulu. So I watched it on Hulu Live.
Yeah.
So you could watch the live. I'm in Central Time. So that was like normal time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, we are going to have to figure it out. Flobo remembers back at our AfterBuzz TV days, we had to like figure out the East Coast, West Coast feed, trying to make sure that we were watching, you know, because we had to do our like post shows. So,
well, it's interesting for the hardcore fans. So this is my question for the CW. It's like, if the hardcore fans can't watch it live, is NXT going to make it up with new CW audience to offset that? Because this is the first time, at least since I've been doing this, that you could not watch a WWE program live legally from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. It happened when it first, when NXT first debuted on USA Network, there was issues of like West Coast, wasn't there?
No, you could always get USA East if your provider
had it.
Yeah, but so, there was a way. What I'm saying is that someone could say like, "Hey, I really like WWE. I'm going to sign up for Sling. I'm going to sign up for YouTube TV.
That's true.
I'm gonna sign up for DirecTV that has it." Like, there was always a legal option. Fox has the Fox Sports app. Like, there was always something. I'm trying to think of the last time that you couldn't legally do this live.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the answer is never.
I mean, there's going to have to be a solution somehow. Yeah.
SmackDown on Paramount on an UPN. SmackDown and UPN. Mm-hmm. UPN was the same as the CW.
Yeah.
So since then.
Well,
crazy.
I appreciate the fans in the chat for joining us. Hopefully you all watched it. Flobo, I hope we aren't spoiling things for you because you are on the West Coast.
Yes.
And for the you are wearing something fancy because I appreciate the swag.
So what else is in the news?
Nikita Lyons. Returned at an NXT live event in Davenport, Florida. And, we all know that she was suffering from an injury, a torn ACL, and it happened back in February. So it's been a long recovery. And there, obviously we got to see when the TV return will happen, but it looks like, she's slowly making her return to WWE live events, doing those shows. And, that's exciting. I think the fans have missed her. And I think she's going to bring some challenges to the NXT mix, especially on the CW.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to see her back in action.
Yeah, so that's my news of the week. Lots of NXT stuff, and I know next week is going to be also exciting with the CW network as well.
Yeah. Really, Week three is when we're going to know kind of like, what is this the same old NXT? Because tonight, no real vignettes. There were some backstage segments, but this was very PLE style.
Yeah, it was very PLE style. When you look at the contrast of the last few weeks, it was a lot of, I know we talked about this, it was a lot of vignettes, a lot of backstage moments, segments, a lot of storytelling moments. And here it was a lot of matches and setting up the next week and potential, obviously it set up some matches for next week and potentially down the line. So this was a very different format
yeah.
than what we've seen before.
I'm not saying it was bad. It just definitely had the flow of a PLE. In fact, starting off with a really hot match, Roxanne Perez versus Julia for that women's NXT title, which brand new belts, by the way, tonight.
Beautiful. Were you excited?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you like the look? I love, overall look. I didn't know I was going to be matching the titles and the whole new brand, but we got the black and silver. Is it black and slate, or is it black and what color silver. Are we? Silver, black and silver,
like the Raiders?
Yeah, but I love it. I think it looks super clean. I you could put it everywhere. I really like it a lot. So
yeah,
I don't know how the chat feels about it, but I think it all is very cohesive. It works.
Well, what did you think about this opening match, which, as predicted on this very podcast, had Roxanne Perez retained due to some shenanigans, although the shenanigans were not from who we predicted?
Yes. So there was shenanigans, but again, like you said, not from who we predicted initially, because we saw Stephanie pop up and it was not her. Which
wasn't her. Wasn't Nikita Lyons.
But happy about who showed up. I love this match. Julia came out like an NXT superstar. The gear, the gold wrapped around in the back. It was freaking amazing. Amazing look. And again, Roxanne comes out, walking out like a champion, definitely has that heel energy. And what I loved about this is Julia made Roxanne work. Julia was giving her offensive moves, like really innovative. I think they said innovative offensive moves on commentary. And Julia was bringing stuff that Roxanne has not been able to experience before. She hasn't had this level of this style of wrestling. So the fact that Julia brought a different style and helped take Roxanne to another level. And that's what amazing wrestlers and stars do. Roxanne obviously retained with the help of Cora Jade, which was a big surprise. I love how they're matching. They had the matching purple hair, purple gear, and very intriguing turn of events.
Yeah. I mean, Cora Jade being back, that's big.
Mm-hmm. This is really big. And what I'm wondering is there a healed friendship here?
Yeah. Weren't they tagging together before Cora?
Yeah. So like they have a history. They're former friends. So are they friends now? Does this prove that like a leaf has been turned? It's a new chapter? Or is there going to be more, you know, Cora Jade is just waiting for that right moment to pounce. And maybe Stephanie helps out. Maybe Stephanie comes and helps out Julia. We thought Julia and Stephanie would like attack each other, but maybe they work together.
Yeah. But yeah, there'll definitely be a tag team match. This is a great way to balance the odds between them. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We got and a burner match to open the show. This was great. So good. Very, very PLE worthy. Preview of Australian wrestler Delta, little vignette. Her walking through the wasteland. From Australia. She's going to be here for Halloween Havoc. It takes a while to walk from Australia.
To walk from Australia?
And, or she got to walk, then maybe she got to, you know, get a boat.
It's more like swimming and like take a ferry or a
I mean, even flying takes like a week.
Yeah, you're about 30 hours.
Yeah, and you like go back in time something. It's really, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because you go counterclockwise, all the water. Right? Yeah.
The time zone.
You're going to be all backwards.
The time zone from Oceania trips me out because it's like right now, it's 4 hours earlier there than it is where I am, but it's the next day. Mm-hmm. So it's actually ahead 21 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy how that works.
So are you going to dress up for Halloween Havoc?
You know, we've done that in the past, and perhaps I'll she'll do it again.
I know we talked about costumes.
Yeah. What day is it? I guess it's, so the 29th. They have an
official, the sign had 1027.
Oh, so yeah, it is a PLE this year.
It is a PLE.
I am in town that weekend. So there you go.
Ooh.
We have to put in the request to cover it. You know?
Okay.
Speaking of which, let's plug. We got some Bad Blood coverage.
Yes.
Coming up this weekend. It's going to be Jimmy and George.
Ooh, that's a good mix.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So be sure to tune into that right after Bad Blood goes off the air this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will be there. I'm excited.
Shawn Michaels, we didn't mention Shawn Michaels opened the show tonight. Triple H gave the Are You Ready? That was good.
I popped out of nowhere. I'm like, what? He just showed up.
Just there. meanwhile, Shane McMahon was in an airport somewhere, I'm sure, running into an AEW talent.
Keeps popping up at airports.
Wesley versus Zach Wentz in a Chicago street fight. What did you think of this?
You know, Glenn, you know my, you know, fondness of violence, especially in a street fight. You know, I thought this was really, really fun. I think it might have fallen apart at the end. I don't know if that table spot was intentional. But I think you could see the tension between them throughout this whole match. The trash can spot looked very concerning for me. I was like, that one looked pretty bad. I love street fights. Like, it's super fun. They took their time. And I think they told a story, and that's what it's all about. Is like they've had this rivalry, they've been wanting to tear each other apart, and I think they did. And they, you know, they used cool items to do it. You know, the chain was super cool. You know, for that finisher. But yeah, it was really fun. I mean, I don't know, Glenn, what your thoughts are.
I thought it was good. I think that Wesley winning doesn't really further the story. Because I think Wentz getting the victory would be very feel good, or I mean maybe the Rascals getting their shot at the tag team championships. We'll see. We still don't know past tonight. Like, was this the end of NXT TNA, or
I don't know. I mean, you really think, I mean, yeah, speaking of that table spot, he was thrown way past that table.
Yeah.
Like, over it. And I was worried for him because that looked like it hurt hitting that floor. So I don't know what is the end for this story. Like, maybe it is the end of this saga in their life, this conflict, this feud. I mean, I feel like you can't get further than a street fight unless they do like a trilogy.
Oh, yeah, that's so two things. Baby Ice saying Wentz is graphic head NXT, not TNA. And Jose Tepede saying they're 1-1. So I think we're going to get a third at Halloween Havoc.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you could, I could totally see like a really gimmicky Halloween Havoc match between them. I'm wondering that I didn't notice the graphic, the entrance graphic, but I'm wondering if that's like a rights licensing thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the because they switched to CW.
Well, maybe you follow up a street fight with a trick or treat fight.
Trick or treat fight? Oh.
Like maybe they'll spin the wheel.
How big is the candy? Are we thinking like king size, Costco size candy? Can we throw the candy in the ring and it's like tax?
Wesley's gonna, yeah, it's just all Jolly Ranchers.
Just all Jolly Ranchers.
Sharp edges and sticky sharp edges.
Yeah, lollipops. No, but they have to be like sharpened Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers. You know,
sometimes that hard candy, like when once you get to it, is like really sharp.
Stepping on Jolly Ranchers seems like only a step removed from stepping on a Lego. Like that seems like not a good time.
No, not a good time. No. Well, and then you'd get them all stuck to you.
Yeah.
That's like a terror, like that's a nightmare.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Anyhow.
But yeah. Anyway.
Everyone just visualize that fantasy book it in your mind.
Yes. What candy, if they had a Halloween, if Zach and Wesley had a Halloween Havoc match,
just what kind beating of each other with giant Abba Zabbas.
What kind of Halloween themed items will they bring?
Who knows? Well, The Miz hosted Obafemi and Tony D'Angelo on Miz TV. They were what chanting Tony D'Angelo, but then cheering him for being from Chicago, then cheering Obafemi, or booing Obafemi, then cheering Obafemi.
Yes! Can we talk about the Chicago crowd, Glenn? I'm so confused.
So weird. I was so confused by this.
Well, I'm wondering, because they're trying to, like, Tony D'Angelo's supposed to be likable, trying to, you know, challenge Obafemi. Obafemi's a beast, like, 100%. We know that. He's not going to be a nice guy, but like all of them, both of them got cheers. Both of them got boos. I didn't know what to do. You know, and they're establishing, you know, one of the things I really loved about this is the language they use. They use like the words inevitable and that, like Obafemi was like, your family can't fight for you. So they're setting this up really well. But the crowd, man, they couldn't make up their minds. They like them both, but then also hate them both. And that makes it fun.
No, it was interesting. It was very, interesting and just bipolar, the crowd's reaction to each of them individually.
But Glenn, have you been to a Chicago wrestling crowd? Have you
experienced it? I have. First or the AEW show, the All Out.
Okay. It is really surreal and they're very rowdy, very loud. They react to things that like normal wrestling fans in different cities don't react to. So this might have been an anomaly.
They were respectful to Cody Rhodes coming out in Star Trek The Next Generation gear.
You see?
Which, like, when I think about that in hindsight, like,
they should have been booing.
I'm pretty dorky.
No, I'm just kidding.
But that's like the dorkiest thing I think I've ever seen.
I'm a big dork too, but you have to embrace it. Embrace
that's
the
dorkiness. That's like really like, because you could be like, okay, when the Young Bucks dress up in Street Fighter stuff, you're like, okay, that makes sense. It's a fighting game. Mm-hmm. You know, if Zelina Vega, that was next level. That was good. Yeah. Like, but it was like Star Trek, like the most like peaceful show. Like they shoot each other with phasers. I think Kirk got in a fist fight once. It was a spot.
I think, you know, crowds react to different things. You never know. Like you could, be totally ready for something to go over and be really excited for it, and then it falls flat. Like, you just never know. Sometimes you just get weird energy.
Yeah. Anyhow, but yeah, tonight Chicago was rowdy in unpredictable ways. Yeah. But Tony D grew up on the streets of Chicago. I'd forgotten that. That goes back to his first promo when he talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of a mixed bag of emotions here. And of course the Miz is great in doing his little Miz TV segments. And I think he really helped kind of set this up, for next week.
You think they would have been pissed at him about turning on R-Truth last night?
Yeah, we didn't get that reaction either.
I know. That seems weird from an NXT crowd.
Yeah, just we didn't
noting
get that. Yeah.
We had maybe there's, you know what, Emily, they're still processing it.
They're processing. I mean, it just happened, Glenn. Like, I think I'm still processing. The chat's still processing.
True. Fatal Influence with Jasmine Nix versus Jada Parker and Lola Vice tonight.
All right. Fatal Influence trying to, you know, gain some influence in NXT. It's true. They're trying to make.
That's good. I can tell you, but you're a broadcast professional, Emily.
No, I just wear snazzy jackets.
That helps. That was good. That was good. No, I think that this match was fine. When they started getting the upper hand and attacking Lola, like, okay.
Yeah.
Kwani on commentary, okay.
Lola took some hits tonight.
I mean, it was really cool when Bianca and Jade came out, and then even the odds.
Yeah. I mean, we all know this was coming, Glenn. We saw Bianca and Jade's Twitter. They were saying, oh, hey, look, at NXT, they were posting some clues. So we knew this was going to either happen this week or next week. And I love how they came out. They teamed up with Kalani. Because Kalani's coming out saying, hey, I have people that are here to support me. And I absolutely love this trio.
Yeah.
This is one of the most powerful trios that could have been created right now on NXT. And I love how they came out and just made a statement. And that's like, what I love is like these superstars who are used to being on Raw and SmackDown, they're coming to NXT and showing all of these rising stars and working together. And that's what it's all about, giving back and kind of showing them how it's done. And I love this so much.
Speaking of which, what did you think of Randy Orton's promo building his match with Javon Evans next week?
I mean, when they announced Randy Orton and Javon Evans, this is a moment for Javon to just, this is his moment to shine. And to go against someone like Randy Orton, it's so powerful. And like I was talking about this when I was watching it, is he's ready to be on the main roster. And it's just a matter of time. Like,
Javon, you think so?
I think so. I mean, I think they're letting him be himself so much, and they're not, he's just picked up everything so fast.
No, I agree. He's good. I just think he needs to, he would not be my first pick to get the call up from NXT. Yeah.
I'm not saying like tomorrow, but I know. The fact that they're pairing like him against Randy Orton shows that they believe in him so much, and he's improved and showcasing what he can do in really quickly. I'm ready for it. I'm excited to see that matchup. And Randy Orton is always good. So
G-Roy J saying didn't love Randy saying it's going to be a big RKO. That's what's going to make this match.
Yeah. I mean, we're all waiting for it, right? Like,
Javon's going to go off the top rope. You know, it's going to be huge. It's going to be great.
I mean, I think the crowd is going to be rooting for both. I think it's going to be one of those feelings, like one of those mixed reactions. Again, it's like everyone knows what they're waiting for. Everyone wants to see that big move.
Yeah.
But they also want the NXT star to like rise above that big challenge, you know?
I think the thing that's tripping me out about Javon Evans is given that he's 20 years old every time he talks about growing up. And I'm like, dude, that was like 2018.
5 years ago. Yeah. You know, everyone grows up. Everyone grows up, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like, I remember as a kid, and I'm like, dude, that was 2013. Like,
you were like, I was. I know.
Yeah. Just that's my one Javon note. No, he's great though. And I think this promo did the best they can to build excitement for what is going to be an exhibition match, a fun exhibition match. But nobody is tuning in to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see who's going to win.
I think it's one of those matches that we have a feeling, obviously, a high percentage of who's going to win. But yeah,
Randy wins and we get the handshake and the arm raise after.
Yeah, you get Randy Orton putting an NXT talent over in the
by winning,
you know,
Randy's like, gonna win,
he's
gonna take Javon to Pizza Hut after.
Oh, why Pizza Hut?
Well, because I was thinking like a soccer game when you're a kid, and like, oh, we're gonna,
oh, okay, you know, in juice boxes and orange slices,
maybe in the middle of the match. Here you go, buddy. It's important to stay hydrated, you need your vitamin C.
Oh my god, what if he brings him like a little lunchbox with a thermos? That'd be so cute.
a little
NXT logo on it.
Only if Javon beats Randy with it.
Yeah, but ooh, it's a metal one.
Yeah, that would be like, and Randy's like, I should have gotten plastic. What was I thinking?
My plan backfired.
Yes, that's good. It'll be a fun match. Tune in next week.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yes, Alicia's saying, did he read enough books to get a free personal pizza?
Oh, do you guys remember? Did you ever get
book free it?
Personal pizzas as a kid in the lunch room?
In fact, I was thinking about this the other day. We don't hear people talk about illiteracy like they used to 30 and 20 years ago. And I think we might have, I'm not saying we solved it, but I think we put a serious dent in illiteracy
by
bribing people with pizza.
I mean, I don't know if you remember like all the book fairs we would, I would have book fairs and we would have like our reading chart and you put the little star when you read like your little section, your chapter, your book. And then by the end of it, I think you get like 10 stars and you get your pizza.
Yeah.
I'm like a big bookworm. So again, my drinkiness is coming out.
Look, I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of problems we could solve in the world by bribing people with pizza.
I agree. I mean, pizza just makes you happy. It's like little comfort food.
And who doesn't love free pizza? And if you put the word party next to the word pizza, it's just like, well then you've got me.
Yeah. It's always a party.
And one pizza's not a party.
Have you ever been to my personal pizza party?
This would have been me as a child. Hey, we're having a pizza party. Glenn, come over. I'd be there. Be like,
hey, it is a solo pizza party.
There's one pizza.
I'm one.
And it's not even half and half. It's just all pepperoni.
It's just one big pepperoni.
I think for a party, you got to have pepperoni. At least, like, I don't care if it's cheese. I mean, you're not really trying if it's cheese, but it could be Hawaiian or veggie. Like, you got to have some, you know.
Okay. So, Glenn, I'm going to ask a very controversial question.
Yeah.
Which I know has probably been discussed many times.
Yes.
And the chat will chime in. But do you like pineapple on your pizza?
I do. I am vegan, but I will tell you that one of my favorite guilty pleasures is to get, I order a pineapple pizza, sometimes with vegan cheese or even no cheese. I'll just get pineapple and I'll get jalapenos on it. And then there's this smart bacon, this veggie bacon I like, and I'll cook it. And then I'll slather like this garlic spread on it and just stick those on top of the pizza. And I love it. Sweet. I was talking about this the other day. Sweet and spicy is the best flavor combination.
I'm a sweet and savory gal.
Okay, interesting.
I'm not a spicy person. I can't do a lot of spice. But sweet and savory. I
can't do a lot of spice. If you were a spice girl, you'd be. If you're a spice girl, you'd be like, just a little spice.
I'm a little spiced. I'm semi-spice.
Semi-spice. There you go. Sweet and savory is good. I'm telling you, sweet and spicy though. Like, Ike's Place for sandwiches has like cranberry sriracha. Like it's beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful on a sandwich.
So we're getting a mixed bag in the chat of pizza and pineapple. Mostly no. But the flame grilled pineapple with ham and jalapeno sound delicious.
Yeah. Pineapple and jalapeno is a winning flavor combination. Mm-hmm. I'm really into that.
They're not real. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we could talk about pizza all night, Glenn.
We could. Well, because I'm you know, getting it in, because here we are at the main event. And that was where this felt like a PLE tonight. It was just like, here's some matches. We like, what's going on with Chase U? What's happening? How's Thea Hale holding up?
I don't know. I think we're gonna have to find out.
Yeah, we got Alexis King and CM Punk, which went different than I thought it would.
Yeah. How'd you feel CM Punk did with the whole reffing official?
So he officiated like they got married. He reffed. He officiated the main event.
He officiated.
Yeah. And Ethan and Trick now together legally. So I thought he was good as the ref. No real shenanigans the way we thought.
Yeah, no, I thought there was going to be more like shenanigans. He either did something, didn't see something, brought someone in, caused a win to happen when it wasn't supposed to. I thought more shenanigans would happen. I thought it would happen near the end.
Yeah, no Drew McIntyre.
When Trick kind of like, you know, kind of fell into CM Punk.
I'll tell you, I was in the other room preparing dinner, and I had the speakers on in the kitchen so I could hear it. And I heard the commercial with the Scottish groundskeeper, and I was like, oh, did Drew McIntyre get a commercial? And then I was like, oh, that's not Drew McIntyre.
No, that was not Drew McIntyre.
But from the other room, I thought that was Drew McIntyre telling somebody about lawn care.
That would have been a whole other, I don't know where that road would go. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so Ethan Page defended the NXT championship against Trick Williams, as predicted on this podcast, since the moment it was announced, actually since before it was announced, since the moment Ethan Page won the belt, we predicted Trick Williams is going to win that belt back night one in the CW.
I knew it, Glenn. We predicted it. We predicted it. We wanted it. The fans cheered. So this is the moment, Glenn. I jumped out of my seat because I jumped out of my seat. My cats ran away. They ran into the other room because I jumped up for like 3 minutes because they had so many near falls in the last like 4 minutes of the match, had so many moments that I was like, man, oh, so close. And Trick pulled out the win. And yeah. I am so excited. And this is just, I'm so happy for him. He deserves it. I think the fans were behind him. They wanted this. I know we wanted it on this podcast. So just, I think there's so many emotions and, you know, in the back of my head, I wonder what's going to happen with Ethan Page, you know, what's his next move after this? Cause I'm trying to remember how long he's been champion. Not very long.
It's June.
June?
July, August, September. Okay. So 3.5 months.
Yeah. So 3.5 months. This is, you know, Trick understands this road already. So what's going to be different this time?
Yeah.
So I have like so many questions, which I know we'll learn more. And maybe I haven't checked the social media channels. There might be some exclusives coming out that we haven't seen yet. Some digital exclusives, but I don't know. I gotta go check it out.
Yeah. I'm curious what's next for Trick. I think that, I think there'll probably be a rematch, but not like immediately, but maybe they can get one more out of Halloween Havoc. But and maybe Wesley is going to go for that title.
I mean, maybe
that'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think this was kind of before this episode aired, I was kind of thinking like, which championships will change? I was like, I don't think the women's match yet.
No.
And so this was the only one that made sense that I was like, no, I really think Trick is in this like really sweet spot. Everyone's really behind him, really supporting him. He's had such a great year, been telling really great stories, has like this momentum behind him. And that's where I felt like, I really think he's going to take it because there's this energy behind him that he didn't have previously. And he's just like, it's palpable. And you feel it tonight. And I just felt like he was just pushing through every little moment in the match tonight. And led to this big win. But I'm ready. Like I think next week is going to be, I don't know what matches will be. Like, I don't know who his first defense will be. But I'm ready for it.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So last night I opened the CW app to see if it was streaming live. if you search NXT, there's a lot of vignettes on the CW app for NXT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like a Tony D'Angelo vignette, a Trick vignette, a Wesley vignette.
So maybe it's a way for people to get, so if you're not familiar with the brand, you can kind of get to know the superstars.
Yeah, so I think that's nice. I'm really curious what the CW audience is gonna think of this. You know, when SmackDown premiered on UPN, a lot of UPN fans, I mean, there weren't a ton of UPN fans, but it was not super on brand with the...
So anyone that hasn't downloaded the CW app, you can see all these like 1 minute vignettes.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Top moments from August. You know, those weekly like top moments that they post on socials or YouTube, like they have that on here.
Yeah. And it's going to be streaming live next day on the CW app.
Yeah.
You know what I'm curious about, though? Remember when SmackDown debuted on UPN, we got crossovers with UPN shows like The Mullets, where The Mullets went to an episode of SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, when are like Superman and Lois going to go to a NXT taping, or... You know, when's Fallon going to show up and visit an episode of like Heartland or something? I don't know.
I mean, I have the same thought about Netflix. Like, how many crossover things are we going to have? Like, people popping up, superstars popping up in reality shows and TV series, and who knows? Or the other way around?
I could go for a Penn and Teller Fool Us crossover. I could go see that. I'm 30 minutes from the Penn and Teller Theater.
NXT followed by Dawson's Creek. Dawson's Creek is making a comeback.
Is it?
Yes. People are like rewatching the shows of past, you know, like, I don't know, Gilmore Girls and The Office and Friends, and people that didn't watch it originally.
Okay.
Watching it.
I see it. Yeah. The thought of network TV is so weird to me now, because I see all these promos for shows and I'm like, I've never heard of the show. I had no idea it existed. And if you told me this was just AI filling time, I would believe you.
Queen's Gambit lady is going to run in on Liv Morgan. Did you watch Queen's Gambit?
On Netflix? I heard that's quite good.
It is quite good. Yeah.
I just, I've been trying to watch something lately. You know, I rewatched all of American Vandal this past week.
Okay.
Season 1 and 2. Better now. Did you ever watch American Vandal?
No.
So good. Mockumentary, but so well done.
Okay.
So well done. And been watching Peep Show from the UK. And I haven't watched Agatha All Along yet. I haven't watched the new prequel to Rosemary's Baby that's on Paramount Plus. I'm excited about that. I'm behind on things. But no, look, I thought tonight this was a very good show. Trick winning's the right move. Ethan Page, I'm curious how long he's going to be in NXT.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got as well. Now that Trick won, I don't know where Ethan goes from here unless he gets called up and he's like, oh, on. But then I don't know, even thinking of that trajectory, I don't know if there's anything for him there as well right now.
He helps Austin Theory betray Grayson Waller, and then Ethan and Austin.
And then now they're a
tag team. Yeah.
Oh.
Very similar look, too. That'd go well together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, everything leads to, a disruption. There's corruption, turning your back on people. Like, mm-hmm. You know,
it's wrestling.
It's all in the fun of the game.
Yes. we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think good start on the C-Dub tonight. Excited where we go next week. Oh, we had a little end credits flash at the end of the show. Like,
yeah, we did for the first
producer,
time.
Paul Levesque.
Executive producer. I loved it. Very, you know, official TV.
You think Paul Levesque was backstage? He was like, hey, you know that thing that Dick Wolf guy has?
Can you
give me something like that at the end of every episode of WWE TV?
Hey, I mean, it's TV. You have to have credits.
Yeah.
You can't just like go out with nothing.
Backstage, he was like, look, my parents don't believe me that I work on the show.
Producing. Yeah, sure. Wouldn't that be funny if they do, like, you know, at the end of movies, they do, like, the secret deleted scene? They should do that.
We had that at the PLE. The best one was Ciampa Gargano after the... Well, and even CM Punk, right? That was that after the trademark bug, so there you go. Yeah.
But I think we should Like, not, maybe Halloween Havoc. There's like a creepy bug at the end.
Well, there you go, folks. Tune in tomorrow for Dynamite, Friday for SmackDown, Saturday for Bad Blood. It's all happening here on Wrestling Inc. You can follow Emily May online at Emily May Heller. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Everybody have a great rest of your week. We'll catch you back here in a bit. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.